This is Jim Bryson. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on UMFM 101.5 FM in Manitoba.
And I would feel much better if we only talked more.
Welcome back to Tell the Band to Go Home. And a few years ago, a guy named Jim Bryson came to my attention, thanks to our old pal Stu over there at CKUW. He does a fine show called The Twang Trust, and he played some Jim Bryson, and I thought it was okay, so I picked up his album, The Occasionals, and to be honest with you, I didn't think too much of it. I thought it was okay, but I didn't. It didn't rock my world, as they say. So it nicely went on the shelf, and I would pull it out from time to time to play a song. But then Stu hosted a host concert with Mr. Bryson at the Stu Dome there a few years ago, and so I pulled it out again, gave it another listen, and I liked it quite a bit more. And I saw Jim, and Jim's such a humble and such a nice and such a funny guy that it's hard not to like him. And it's not that I didn't like him before, but I guess I just didn't get it. And, at that show, I picked up a copy of the North Side Bench, and just Jim's second record. And I took it home, and I listened to it. And I kind of went, that was interesting. And that was about it. But, I liked the guy. He seemed like a nice guy, and Stu seemed to think that he was great. So I played it again, and I liked it a little more. And then I played it again, and I liked it a little more. And by about three or four times, I realized that it was the most brilliant thing I'd ever heard. It quickly became the best record of that year, 2003, and one of my favorite records of all time. And then, I've been seeing Jim here and there and chatting with Jim a bit over the years, but it's been a while since his last record, and I was starting to wonder if, in fact, it was ever going to come. And being as much of a fan as I've been, his albums just have I never get tired of them. The more I listen to them, the more I love them. And being the huge fan that I am, I was eagerly awaiting his new record. And I guess it was first about maybe a year ago or so, he said that he had a new record and was thinking of putting it out. And that was about it. And then I saw him last summer in Calgary, and I said, hey, Jim, where's the new record? And he said, oh, it's we're still working on it. I'll send you a rough copy. And he never did. And then I saw him again in Edmonton, and I said, hey, Jim, where's the new record? And he's like, oh, yeah, it's still coming, it's still coming. And that was about it. And I didn't think I'd ever see it, to be honest with you. Then we saw Leroy Stagger was through a little while ago, and we got on the topic of Jim Bryson for whatever reason, and he said, I don't know about Jim's new record. It's a little different. It's a little weird. And I was a little skeptical, because if Leroy Stagger didn't like it, I thought, well, I'm not going to like it either. And it was with great surprise and delight that Jim's new record arrived on Thursday, I believe it was, at my house. And so, of course, I immediately put it on the CD player to hear it. And the first thing you notice is that it is quite unlike anything you would expect from Jim Bryson. What you love about Jim Bryson is those big, loud guitars, those layers and layers of guitars, those great vocals, and the great upbeat melodic, the instantly memorable melodies. It's just a great thing. And when at first you listen to it, it seems kind of simple, but then it grows on you, and you think, "Holy cow, this guy's a genius." Well, I put on this new CD, Where the Bungalows Roam, the other day on Thursday, and none of those things were there. There's no loud guitars at all. There's no real upbeat songs at all. There's no real powerful vocals. No instantly memorable melodies. And I kind of thought, Jim, have you lost your mind? But this is Jim Bryson we're talking about. And so I thought, well, I can't just dismiss the guy, because I love the guy. He's a genius. So I gave it another try, just like I did with the other records. And, I found some more interesting things the second time. And then, so I thought, well, I'll give it another try. And I think I listened to it twice in a row. And by the third time, I was starting to pick up on little lines, and I realized that I was singing stuff and picking up on lines just like I had before. And I've been listening to this record pretty much nonstop since I got it. And I've quickly realized that it is perhaps the most brilliant thing I've ever heard. And I know you're going to think I'm crazy, because when I'm going to play a few songs right now, and when you hear them, you might go, what the hell is Robson talking about? But I'm telling you, the more you listen to it, the more you'll get it. So I'm gonna play you some stuff, and if you don't get it, that's fine. I understand. But I'll play some more stuff next week, and then you'll get it a little bit more, and then a little bit more. Honestly, it's fantastic. This is brand new from Jim Bryson. The album is called Where the Bungalows Roam. And we're going to play a song called Flowers. And then after that, there's a song that's, it's not all that family friendly, but I like it. And so I'm going to play it for you. And so anyways, here's, check this out. This is, and I'm telling you, I've never gone on record this early in the year before. Record of the year. No, nothing will beat it. It's not possible. Brand new from Jim Bryson. Tell the band to go home.
Cars and the flowers you've grown outside the roof and the walls and the floors of your country home. And in return, honey, I did give back to you not much more than a hard time. I gave you a hard time. Gave me your heart, gave me your lungs, your blood, skin, and your bones. You gave me your shakes and your shivers in winter, your coughs and your colds. For not much more than a hard time, I gave you a hard time. For not much more than a hard time, gave you a hard time. For not much more than a hard time, I gave you a hard time. When you run from the city, you run to the country. Well, are you running from me? When you run from the city, run to the country. Well, are you running from me? When you run from the city and run to the country, well, are you running from me? Confusing and confounding, and it's hard to breathe the air around here, 'cause you've taken all the fresh air in. And to tell you the truth, my friend, well, all of this has been wearing thin. And you never really could ever feel much good, 'cause you never let the good get in. And it's tough to know you're always waving and smiling. You won't go, you're always up to something. You'll never grow much here, it's clear. Pissing on everything. And I can say this all once again. You're still confusing and confounding. And if you cover with boards all the windows and doors, you'll never let the sun get in. And to tell you the truth, my friend, all this bullshit's been wearing thin. And it's hard to breathe the air around here, 'cause you've taken all the fresh air in. And it's tough to know you're always waving and smiling. You won't go, you're always up to something. You'll never grow much here, it's clear, if you never let the sun shine in. Waving and smiling, you won't go, you're always up to something, and you'll never grow much here, it's clear, when you're pissing on everything. It's tough to know you're always waving and smiling, you won't go, you're always up to something, and you'll never grow much here, it's clear. Never let the sun shine in. If you never let the sun shine in. Please listen, 'cause I'm on the field phone. I won't speak till you say over. I won't sleep till you say this is over. Dear United Citizens, your suburban bunkers, straight across and slightly lower, not near the coast or close, just over. If you're out in the willows, please tell me we've gone broke. Longer waiting for anything as lovely as these houses through the forest, not near the coast or close. Just over. Don't live like we live. Don't live like we live. I never said this was a good way to begin. Don't live like we live. Don't live like we live. I never said this was a good way for you. Thank you.
Fire Watch. That's brand new from Jim Bryson. The album's called Where the Bungalows Roam, out on Kelp Records, a tiny little label out of Ottawa, along with Saved by Vinyl out of Alberta. And a fine record. We're going to talk to Jim coming up soon on the show. We're just working out a date, but it sounds a little weird at first, but it's a fine, fine record. And I don't know how he does it. It's deceptively simple and as brilliant as ever. We heard Firewatch. We heard a song called Pissing on Everything. Flowers before that. And brand new from Jim Bryson. Jim's coming to town, actually. He's doing a show himself May the 3rd, along with Jill Barber at the West End Cultural Center. So there's your concert announcement. Also, May the 6th, I believe, Danny Michelle is back at the West End. So. And May the 5th, of course, Jeff Berner and Chris Demeanor. So that's a busy, busy, busy week at the old West End, huh? Huh? And then Jim will be back through town opening. He's playing with Kathleen Edwards when they open for John Mayer at the big arena. And, I don't know. Maybe we'll try and have John on the show again. Just because we can't. No, we probably can't anymore, but I did once. Another new record that's kind of on the opposite end of the spectrum. Well, it's kind of similar in that it's a little bit different than what you might expect, and probably take a little time to grow on me, but I'm not so sure I see the brilliance in it just yet. Although I found a couple of good songs I'm going to play for you. And another eagerly awaited arrival, and not a bad record. I just I don't know if I'm loving it yet. But I'm going to keep working on it. It's brand new from the grumpiest man in music, Jay Farrar, and Sun Volt. And we'll play a couple of songs right now from their brand new album, The Search. This is one called Beacon Soul on Tell the Band to Go Home.
Heroes beat this claptrap haven. Rats are bigger than the noiseless generation. Who the hell is Dow Jones anyway? Society's bones on a cafeteria tray.
From Chris Coating. Hey, this is Jay Farrar of Sun Volt. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home at 101.5 UMFM.
Destination City of New Orleans. hotels and big rig swells, crossing bridges for eternity. Headed west for 2 weeks then, saw the poets of workaday glasses. Las Cruces is a part of you now. Desert birds sing songs of laughter. Stained and putting miles on shoes. Can't escape the smell of cigarettes. Still living out these American midnight aliens. Always and dreams forever together in the minds of the free and the innocent. Always a future in the traveler's hands, starting fires on the river of madness. Still out there with the coffee stain.
Hey, this is Joel Croker, and you're listening to UMFM 101.5 FM, broadcasting from the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg. Tune in and listen to Tell the Band to Go Home, Sundays at 2 to 4 p.m.
Am I crazy to remember the way that we were? One cold November, heaven froze while inside we burned. Am I crazy for living so long and so much, and for keeping on loving the things that I love? Am I crazy to believe in the dreams that we had? You said we lost it all to the weather, like a holiday gone bad. But only the good stuff is left now for both of us. We're broken down, the angels win, but we're too tough to pack it in. So stay awake now, we've come this far. You can't blame me for dreaming too hard. Only the good stuff.
screaming to her. Look at you like a shooting star. One flash and we're back in the dark. But only the good stuff is left now. Both of us, we're broken down. The angels win, but we're too tough to pack it in. So stay awake now, we've come this far. You can't blame me for dreaming too hard.
Yes, that is our old pal Joel Croker with from his new album, Closer to the Flame. That is the good stuff there. And a couple from Sunvolt, Highways and Cigarettes, featuring Shannon McNally, and Beacon Soul before that from their new album, The Search. And station manager Jared has rode in on his white horse to fix our CD player so things can return to normal by the end of the show, which is very nice of him to fix it right near the end of the show. But... See, he's got a great attitude. Love that guy. We got some time, by the way, if anybody has a request, 269-863-6269-UMFM, and you can always drop an email, jeff@talibandagohome.com, and I'll slip it on, because the CD player is not working, so I'm kind of scrambling. Jared. What are you going to do? Right, Jared? What are you going to do? Let's play something brand new from our old pal Jory Nash from Ontario. He's got a great new record called Folk, Jazz, Blues, and Soul. And I think we're gonna play a song called Back to Mono on Tell the Band to Go Home.
Back to Nashville, I don't wanna go. Got stuck outside the Bluebird, no ticket for the show, and they don't give a hoot about soul. So don't you take me back to Nashville. Get me out of Halifax, I just wanna go. But they can't find the runway back in Hogtown, but I wouldn't know. Just come on, get me out of Halifax. But I've been so wrong for so long. So long.
Arnold. Yeah, that's a sound for me. Stacks, Fool to Motown and Sonny Terry, both sides of the record now. The needle and the speed. So come on, let's get back to mono.
Let's get back to mono.
Yeah, let's get back to mono.
Let's get back to mono.
Yeah, let's get back to mono.
Let's see. This one has to do with wintertime, and since weather's such a big topic these days, it's called Everywhere I Go. As far as we got that day, the snow was falling back there further on up the road. Every place was full, she found the best one. She said, we're getting on with it, boy. So we started to unload. Once I sat down at the table, I knew that we'd come around to the only right place. Not a mention of electricity or the big machines that go where. She was just looking at my face. And the world comes along. Everywhere I go, yeah, the world comes along. Everywhere I go, you gotta pull it. Could I get a little more guitar in my headphones? That's a real bad. It looks like the houses are coming down over there on Pearl Street due to the hard weather and the evil whispers of time. We spent the night breathing hard, twisted, tangled around one another and fell asleep while the church bell chimed. Out of dream we're passing strangers, moving in and out of danger, and I turned around and gave a little wink. Haven't I seen you somewhere before? Maybe you were sweeping the floor. Maybe you're a little more important than you think. Cause the world comes along everywhere you go. Yeah, the world comes along everywhere you go. Pull it. Yeah, you gotta pull it along down the road. We're picking up rocks on the river, and it's not like we're even finding any gold. Everybody and their brothers already been through, left a late claim, I'm told. They say the lady who lives up on the fourth floor doesn't come down sometimes for maybe 2 or 3 weeks. She lets only a few people in the room, and I don't know what she says or even if she speaks. But the world comes along everywhere she goes. Yeah, the world comes along everywhere she goes. You gotta pull it. Friday morning, 243 miles down the road, we're trading jokes and having sits out my window. Her hair is wet and she looks beautiful when she says, no one knows where we are, no one really even knows. I said you mean like orphans in a storm, and that we've shed some uniform, like ambassadors of a bigger race. I drove like the wind in all it confronts, and I never looked back, no, not even once. I felt cornered or out of place, cause the world comes along everywhere. Along everywhere you go.
Not surprised at our water. She is high water, pressed up against the levee. She'll break me down soon. She's my Mississippi. Oh, and not so far away. And I have had to wait for her. She's everything I'd hope she'd be. Skyscraper wants me to rise up in her and see all that surrounds us. Look at our destiny. Statue of Liberty. She's tough, but she's pretty. Always there for me, my New York City. Oh, and not so far away. A levee, she'll break me down soon. She's my Mississippi. And the Statue of Liberty, she's tough but she's pretty, and always there for me, my New York City. Always there for me. Some
leader, if you save my life, we would find a way to sneak through a few more years if we tried. I would keep my promise not to say too much. Anytime we were hoping for a stint, a good luck, and now I'd find there's nothing we could say, no new story there to tell. And now I could walk away. Mother, mother, how you take your time to peruse every corner of your room and resign. And how my memory doesn't hold me down, puts a weight on my own mind in itself. And I found that I can't leave, I can't walk away. And I hate this town so much. I listen when you say there are things that we can't touch. Choice that we had made turned out wrong. And now that I can see the best of you, I have learned we had always been the same in my view.
hard time. I used to travel in a straight line. Now I'm walking on a road. Why don't you take my hand? We take our time. Take our time. We take our time.
Trying to get some sleep. the distant laughter, then silence, like a boat drifting further from the shore, like an echo drowning in the blue. I'm just lying here waiting, I'm just lying here on the floor, my two mattress bed and my pillow. The rain falls on my window as the dream sweeps me away. The rain that falls on my window be gone the very next day. Trying to get some sleep.
From Sweden, that's Shooting John there with a rain song from Mood Swings. Before that, we heard Steve Forbert, Lay Down Your Weary Tune Again. We heard Lucy Kaplansky, she's got a new record that's called Manhattan Moon, that track. We heard The Western States, Rosalita, Matt Epp, She's High Water, Jesse Di Natale, Everywhere I Go. We'll send all three of those out to our friends Amanda and Jules over at Candor, who are closed on Sundays just so they can listen to my show. How nice is that? They don't close so they can listen to your show, their Banjo Boy. They close so they can listen to my show. I mean, you might be an added benefit, but... and we played Jory Nash as well, Back to Mono. And yeah, you got to watch... Oh, that one doesn't work. Don't play with that one. Yeah, that one's we're having troubles with that CD player there, Bluegrass guy. Anyways, I'll be back next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Well, I might not be here, but the show will be here, I believe. And Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, I also won't be here. But hopefully KK and T-Bar will be here. Check out the website, tellthebandtogohome.com. A bunch of new podcasts and things up there. So all kinds of new stuff for you to visit with. And thanks for being here, and have a good week. Stay tuned for Bluegrass Guy playing live in the studio coming up next.